Picture a vegetable farmer earning more than doctors or lawyers? Impossible? Not according to Richard Wiswall's groundbreaking approach to organic farming. While agricultural conferences obsess over the perfect compost recipe or ideal tomato variety, they rarely address what ultimately determines farm survival, profitability. Drawing from decades running Kate Farm in Vermont, Wiswall shatters the poor dumb farmer stereotype with a revolutionary message. Organic farms can thrive financially when farmers approach their work with business acumen. The fundamental shift isn't about farming harder, but farming smarter. Think about it. How many passionate farmers have you known who work themselves to exhaustion yet barely scrape by financially? The problem isn't their farming skills, but their business approach. When you plan for profit first, everything changes. The biggest fallacy in farming isn't that organic methods don't work, it's the belief that there's simply no money in it. This mental framework severely limits agricultural success and perpetuates unnecessary struggle. Imagine a mile-high fence surrounding your farm with one gate through which everything passes. This mental model visualizes true sustainability. Ideally, inputs are primarily free, sunlight, rain, atmospheric nitrogen, while outputs are products sold for money. Most organic vegetable farms, however, rely heavily on purchased inputs, making them less sustainable than commonly perceived. The key distinction involves different types of money: mineral dollars from extracting finite resources, paper dollars from transactions where one party profits at another's expense, and solar dollars generated through sustainable natural cycles. Solar dollars create true wealth by harnessing sunlight and natural processes. They're infinitely renewable and don't require zero-sum exchanges. What matters most isn't just growing organically, but aligning your farm with your deeper values. When your work connects to what genuinely matters to you, mundane tasks transform from frustrating chores into purposeful steps toward meaningful goals. What would your farm look like if it truly served your deepest values rather than consuming your life? The fundamental equation, profit equals income minus expenses, guides our transition from concepts to practical realities. Many farms generate impressive gross sales but negligible profits, like loggers too busy working to sharpen their saws. Instead of accepting whatever profit remains at year-end, proactively set profit goals and plan backward using a systematic approach. 1. Create a marketing chart showing accounts, products, and sales projections. 2. Develop a production plan calculating beds needed based on projected yields. 3. Map the visual layout of fields and crops. 4. Schedule transplant production with a seedling calendar. This system prevents growing unwanted crops that must be sold at discount or tilled under. When I finally examined my numbers after years of resistance, I discovered a crucial insight. Crops have vastly different profitability profiles. The key to increasing farm profitability is determining which enterprises generate substantial profit, then emphasizing those while reducing unprofitable ones. Your farm's profitability combines the performance of various enterprises. Understanding individual crop profitability is crucial. Some generate income while others drain resources. This knowledge allows you to strategically boost profitability by emphasizing your most profitable ventures. The crop journal becomes an essential tool, simply a folder with alphabetized pages for each crop. Record all production activities in real time, noting date, task, performer, and time spent. This captures labor inputs otherwise impossible to allocate to specific crops and tracks production rates to aid planning and set employee expectations. When I analyzed my carrots, I discovered potential net profits of $15,728 per acre, far exceeding my previous farm-wide average of $5,000 gross sales per acre. A single sheet listing all crops by net return drives decisions from planning through harvest, helping identify which crops deserve expansion and which need price adjustments or cost reductions. Have you considered that vegetables you love growing might be financial drains, while overlooked crops could be your true profit centers? Without proper analysis, you'll never know which crops are your financial heroes and which are silent villains. The purpose of business is to create and keep a customer. Without customers, there's no income and no business. Successful farm marketing follows the marketing circle concept, addressing four key questions. How will the market know I have what it needs? To whom will I market? Why will the market want my product? What will I market? Fear of rejection often hinders farmers from becoming effective salespeople. Sales requires enduring multiple rejections for each success. The key is not taking rejection personally. Buyers simply may not need your offering at that time. When production costs fall below market price, farmers should retain those profits rather than passing savings to buyers. These profits offset less fortunate outcomes and compensate for risks. For serious buyers, remember, deliver in full and on time. In community-supported agriculture programs, maintain careful balance. If an oversupply causes weekly shares to exceed their expected value, you're effectively selling at a discount while expenses remain unchanged. Monitor share value weekly to ensure alignment with what members have paid to avoid giving away profits. Effective management means tackling important tasks first and following through to completion. When overwhelmed, what I call the taxidermy stare, prioritize using Stephen Covey's Time Quadrant Matrix, which categorizes tasks by urgency and importance. The often neglected Quadrant 2 contains important but non-urgent tasks, like long-range planning and relationship building. Focus on spending time above the horizontal line of importance, specifically scheduling calendar time for these crucial yet easy to postpone activities. In the field, standardize systems boost efficiency. I use raised beds spaced 6 feet on center, with 3 rows per bed at 14-inch intervals. All tractors have identical wheel spacing, ensuring all equipment can straddle every bed. Office procedures are equally vital. When a $25 bag of carrots sells without documentation and payment is forgotten, it's like throwing away cash. Bundle office tasks. Set a weekly time for desk work, establish monthly billing accounts with suppliers, and maintain meticulous records. Money carries psychological weight, but financial net worth should not determine self-worth. As farmers, we must separate our self-esteem from our financial status. Saving money is powerful. $1 saved equals $1.34 earned due to tax advantages. Farm profits can be saved or reinvested in farm assets, reducing taxable income while building net worth. Time is your greatest investment ally. Even conservative 5% investments will grow $24,000 to over $107,000 in 30 years. Maximize IRA contributions, educate yourself, create a plan, and maintain discipline. Estate planning benefits those managing your affairs after death. Without it, government regulations determine asset distribution, often with higher taxes. Essential planning includes a will, durable power of attorney, and healthcare directive. While profits matter, they shouldn't overshadow what's truly important: family, relationships, and meaningful living. Design a farm that serves your deeper values rather than consuming your life. With thoughtful planning, organic farming can provide not just a livelihood, but a fulfilling life where you control your destiny while stewarding the land for future generations.